All right, we're now joined by the winner of tonight's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, Corey Heim, driver of the number 5 Tricon Garage Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions. If you have a question for Corey, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go ahead and start over here in the back and make our way up to the front.
Hey, Corey. Chris Gallin with Above the Yellow Line Media. First of all, congratulations. I think the obvious question here is, did you think that dive into turn 4 on the last lap could stick when you made it? And at what point on the final lap did you realize that you really did have a shot to catch the 45?
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning when we got tires, they were only about 5 laps fresher. And when he told me that, I was pretty – I mean, I didn't think we had much of a shot. But, you know, we were going to be on the second lane on that restart if we hadn't pitted. So I'm like, dang, I mean, I feel like we got to do something to give us a shot to win this race. So we kind of mutually agreed, me and Steph, my crew chief, and put on these tires, and he said no one followed us down at the beginning there. So I thought we were going to be like dead end of the lead lap. Ended up getting a couple, you know, in the back end, and I think we restarted like 15th or 17th or something on the next restart, and just was fortunate to pick off like 6 of them before the caution came out in the middle of 1 and 2. And then, I just feel like I made kind of all the right moves, and it worked out for me. So just pretty crazy final restart there. I definitely thought the 45 would have ran really shallow into 3 to either try to air block me or just take my groove away in general and try to block me, because if he went low and I was high, he could have just kind of fenced me, you know. That's what I would have done. I don't know, but I guess it's kind of heat of the moment. He was clear by 7 and probably didn't know I was on tires. So yeah, to answer your question, I didn't think we had a shot, but I figured if they maybe tangled up front, we had a chance, but they didn't, and we still got it done. So pretty crazy. Just really glad we could put on a show for everybody today. Love coming to this place. It's a big-time challenge for everybody, and glad we could make the most of it.
Thanks, Corey.
Come up here.
Trent Warsh from frontstretch.com. Congratulations, Corey. A lot of, you're not a full-time Cup driver, but, you know, Ross and Josevar are. So when you're racing, you just came off, out of a full-time Truck Series season. And so when you're racing those guys who, especially with the new format, with points mattering so much, how aggressive or how much are you holding back or driving with these full-time guys? And on top of that, from your perspective, that incident with the 77 and all those guys right there, what happened right there when you had that little contact?
I knew he was outside of me, but I really didn't care, to be honest with you. Just kind of trying to preserve my spot, and he probably would have done the same thing. So just did what he would have done, probably. But as far as your first question, I don't feel like I'm holding anything back. I feel like it's definitely tough not being in the seat. I mean, I haven't raced since Atlanta, so kind of knocking the rust off early in practice compared to these guys that are maybe a little bit more in tune. I know we haven't really run a downforce track in a while, so it was probably equally as hard for everyone to acclimate back to downforce tracks, and had the pretty big rules change in the off season. So trying to find the sweet spot as far as how to drive that did make a bigger difference than I think anyone anticipated. So we're a little behind in practice, a little behind in the race, but feel like we tuned the right direction. Just didn't really have the track position to show it at the end until we had a little bit fresher tires. So pretty fun day, had a good time out here, and like I said, I always enjoy coming to Darlington, so glad we could go back to back here.
Additional questions? We'll come up to the front to Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. After you gained about 6 spots in one turn, are you thinking, okay, I do have something to get from 9th to 1st?
I think it's a lot easier based on my previous races here. I've had a situation like this in 2023 where we stayed out the first caution and then kind of had to do the same sort of scenario. I found it a lot easier to pass guys when we're all bundled up in the mid pack. And then once you get up front, you kind of use up all your stuff to get there. But the fact that I was able to time the restarts really well, the first 2 starts, and get those spots really early into 1 and then, kind of settle in after that was really big. So, if I hadn't timed the restart right and gotten those 2 or 3 spots on the first lunge into 1 on those restarts, I probably would have had a much tougher chance. But, I didn't think we were going to be able to win the race by any means. I was just trying to get a top 5 out of it, But as soon as I knew we were 2nd and, obviously the leader was on older tires, I just kind of bombed in there like I normally would on fresh tires on the bottom. And, And obviously he was up on the fence, and I just was able to take advantage of that. So pretty crazy. I didn't expect to win by any means, but of course, as a race car driver and a competitor, you're going to do everything you can, regardless if the odds are in your favor or not. You're just going to try your best.
I know two very different tracks, but is anything correlate from your Phoenix kind of passing late in that overtime with this one?
I mean, I think the mentality is the same. It's just, first of all, go where they're not, but also you have to, you know, prioritize entry speed a lot. Anything you can do to bomb it off in the corner, get as much track position as possible early, and then just basically manage the best you can and pray that someone doesn't hit you or put it on your door and spin you out an exit. You know, when you're desperate and you have to do everything you possibly can to win the race and the odds aren't in your favor, you have to make these desperate lunges and, you know, they have to be calculated or else you're going to wreck yourself. I feel like that's where a lot of people go wrong. They make non-calculated moves with these circumstances, and that's what gets them wrecked. So obviously it's risky no matter what, but I think all my moves were pretty calculated, and I was able to kind of dismantle everyone's decision-making as far as where they chose to run lane-wise, especially Ross on the last corner. Like, he ran the top, so obviously I'm just going to go bottom and bomb it off in there and see what I can do. So, yeah, just kind of experience is the main thing.
Additional questions? All right. Well, thank you, Corey, and congratulations.